Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, guys. DJ Moore regretted showing emotion on Sunday against the Texans.
I shouldn't have shown as much, but it's still part of the game. You know, like I said, we was one play away from the game changing, and we just couldn't connect. Like, nobody on offense could connect with that one play or get the one play started to get us on track to go up. So, I mean, it's football. Everybody going to have their ups and downs and frustrations. So,
why do you think Moore voiced those regrets now? And do you think he got any pushback internally to do a better job of controlling his emotions?
I don't think he got any pushback. I don't think it was that egregious or bad. It was something that happened in the course of a frustrating game from a player that typically doesn't show frustration. We're so used to seeing the stoic professional DJ Moore and hearing him every Monday morning at 8 with us. And we asked him about those outbursts, if you want to call them that. And he did not necessarily make it sound as bad as he made it sound yesterday. He watched the game from the TV view. And I think when you were watching on television, as we were, they focused on his responses. And then the social media hubbub over him walking past Tyson Bagent and saying something that lip readers everywhere were trying to decipher, which was kind of silly and ridiculous. It's all very silly and ridiculous. DJ Moore doesn't need to apologize for his outburst. It wasn't that bad. It didn't cross a line. Body language is something that it was all screaming frustration from every Bear on Sunday night. I think the reason he addressed it was because he was asked about it. And as we know from talking to him on a regular basis, he tries to be as forthright as possible and doesn't really have anything to hide.
I think DJ Moore, you know, he sees everything. And I remember you guys talking to him, had the interview with him. He saw the video of the, you know, and he tried to downplay it, but he's hearing the national attention. We played audio of Daniel Jeremiah talking about, you know, right here on The Score, about his body language and his frustration. So the image of DJ Moore is not like that. He's not your, you know, diva wide receiver. And when you see stuff like that, it ties into that whole stigma of, oh, that's the diva wide receiver. I think the game plan was probably a little different. I think coming into this game prior, before they took on the Texans, I think he was supposed to get the ball a lot more with no Keenan Allen. You got Rome Odunze hurt. So it's like, okay, this is just like last season. It's all on me. You don't have Tyler Scott, nobody. So it's just like, okay, I'm going to get most of the targets in this one. And I don't think things went his way, and he didn't have a game that probably he thought, and the frustration showed. But I didn't think he wanted it to show up, maybe Caleb Williams. And I think he felt bad for that aspect of it. And I think that's why he regretted. But at the same time, he said, like, yeah, you know, people get frustrated during the game. And as you should, you know, you expected to win, you expect to play well, and you're going to get frustrated. But I don't think he wanted to show up as quarterback and made it seem like that. So I think that's why he regretted it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's interesting because we've talked to him quite a number of times. And he talked about when he was a kid, just playing football at younger levels, he was sometimes the quarterback and the receivers would be like, hey, get me the ball. And these are his friends. And he's like, he said that it makes you feel bad that people feel you're not trying to get them the ball, whatever. I like him a ton. I think he's a good guy. I think that because he got so much response and there were so many people like Daniel Jeremiah who felt he was showing up Caleb Williams, that's why he clarified it, because he wanted to say, and he said that he did self-evaluation with all the noise that was out there, and he saw the photos of himself and the emotion that he showed, the disappointment that was clearly on his face. He wanted to clarify that they were close to making plays and they were one play away, and he kept feeling like they were going to get it. He was frustrated by that. He wasn't trying to show up the quarterback. So he wanted to clarify that little element of it. But, you know, it was interesting he was so aware of how he was perceived that he evaluated himself. And I don't think we'll see it again, because I don't think he was trying to show up the quarterback. I think he was frustrated out of his mind because they were close to making plays, but they couldn't make one. And I think that got to him. I don't think it was that he was mad at the quarterback. People were like, oh, he wanted Justin Fields back. Don't you remember what he said a year ago? I don't think that was the impetus of this.
I don't think that was the case. I think people are using his words from last year against him, looking for something that isn't there.
And I think that's the reason that he wanted to talk about it and wanted to, you know, express regret at showing emotion. But I don't believe for a second that he ever was trying to show up the rookie.
It also might be a part of a unified effort by the Bears to support Caleb Williams publicly, privately, however they need to prop him up if they feel like he's at a point where he needs that. And after a game like Sunday, after getting sacked 7 times, he may need that.
I think we all might need something.
Also taking a hit, too, from the national media, too.
On he's taking a, huge,
taking a huge hit. So I think the player's like, okay, this is enough. Let's back him up.
Yeah, he's getting little brothered by C.J. Stroud.
Wow, he said specifically he wasn't
trying to little brother. I know. I'm just teasing. Yeah. But I did not necessarily change my stance from yesterday. But I did appreciate the fact
Stroud.
That everybody was talking about it yesterday.